Michelle, the Crossroads Barbecue Cook-Off is just around the corner. What can you tell me about this event?
We have 42 teams scheduled to be here. They will start showing up Friday, July 5th, and they'll actually, some of them will start cooking on July 5th. They will participate in our Taster's Choice Contest, and that is where Triumph Foods donates pork loins to us, and they cook them all day and then bring them back to us. And we split them up and have people taste them, and they vote on them, and the winning team wins $150, and it's called the Taster's Choice Award.
Sounds like a neat event. Now, is this the first year for it, or have you done it in the past?
The contest or just the Taster's Choice?
The contest.
Oh, no, no. The Crossroads Barbecue Contest has been going on for years. We're a state championship barbecue contest. We're also an American Royal certified contest, and we bring in some of the top, what they consider point chasers in the nation. Last year I had three of the four top point chasers here. This year I'm not sure, I haven't looked at the standings to see where the points are at, but we have some of the top barbecue teams in the nation come to our contest.
Now, can people still sign up, or is that over and done with?
No, it's over and done with, and the reason being is because it's a KCBS, which is Kansas City Barbecue Society, sanctioned contest, I have to adhere to rules with judging, and basically I have to have one judge per team, and those judges are KCBS certified judges, and those are people who go through classes to learn how to judge barbecue properly.
Well, and also people can attend because you're going to have, like you said, the Taster's Choice, car shows, and I think even some music. So how many people are you expecting to just kind of watch the event?
Oh, we usually have about 3,000 people to 5,000 people come down to the downtown district. The actual contest itself takes place on Saturday, and not a lot of the public shows up for that. They usually just come out on Friday night, and on Friday night we have entertainment from our local dance company, and then we have the Fabulous Torques will be performing, and they're a 50s and 60s band that come in, and they'll perform up until 10:30, and then at 10:30 we start shutting everything down because we want to give the cooks time to have quiet time before their big day the next day. We pay out $6,100 in prizes, so the people who enter this are very serious about what they're doing.
Well, it sounds like a great way to bring people to the downtown area and even, you know, so that they can see the shops that are down there and really just help the local economy.
Oh, yeah. Our downtown district really likes this contest. We have several restaurants that benefit from the night because the barbecuers are not allowed to sell barbecue from their stands. And so the people come down and they eat at the restaurants and they partake in our beverage garden and enjoy the music. And we have other vendors set up that, you know, do snow cones and cotton candy and you know, fair food. And it's a good time. Our car show was actually last week, so the car show is not going to be this weekend. But we have lots of other things for people to see and do while they're in town.
Well, Michelle, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, there's a baby contest. Now, that's tomorrow. Starting tomorrow is our big baby contest. And those start at 8:30 in the morning. So if anyone's interested, they can go to our website at Cameron, M-O, like in Missouri, CameronMoChamber.com.